Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the prices opened on the boards of trade about 19 minutes ago. Kansas City wheat opened at 10.35 a bushel, down 20 cents in the July, 10.35 down 19. On the Chicago Board of Trade, May nearby wheat opened at 10 bucks even, down 14 cents on the open. July, 10.02 down 15 and a half. September, $10 even, down 28 cents, and the December wheat contract at 10.20 on the open, down 23. On to the corn, the May opened at 5.51, down 3.5 cents. July, 5.62, down 5.25. September, 5.65.5, down 3.5. The December corn contract opened at 5.64.25, down 4.25 cents, and March opened at 5.74, down 3. That, of course, March of next year. December of 2009 opened at 5.35.5, down 5.5 cents. On to the bean complex now. The nearby May opened at 13.05 in beans, down 21.75. July, 13.03, down 39.5 cents. August opened down 54 cents at 12.74. The November beans, I'm not really sure how that happened, but I always thought it was a 50-cent limit. I could be wrong. November beans opened at 11.86, down 22.5 cents. January, 11.94, down 25. The March bean contract for next year, 12.06, down 26 cents. May, 12.05, down 42. And July of 2009 opened at 12.10 a bushel, down 39 cents. May soybean meal opened at 3.43, down 5.80. July, 3.46.50, down 5.50. Soybean oil for May opened at 56.50, down 98, and the July oil contract 56.90, down 130. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the live cattle for April opened at 88.30, 100 weight, down 32.5 points. June opened at 88.70, up 10. August, 93.35, down 10. October, 99.10, down 27.5. April feeder cattle opened at 101 even, up 22.5. May, 102.70, up 7.5. August feeders, 107, down 175, and or 17.5, rather. And September opened at 107.60, down 10. Lean hogs for April opened at 57.75, down 22.5. The May contract, 68.10, down 55. June lean hogs, 70.10, down 27.5. July, 72.80, down 37.5. Pork bellies for May opened at 71, even, down 50. The July opened at 73.20, down 60.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And the outside markets today, the crude oil is coming back down after increases yesterday. Right now standing at 105.75 a barrel in New York for the May, down 183 a barrel. The CRB index is at 396.46. That's down 385. The U.S. dollar index at 71.72, up 8. The gold for May is currently trading at $17.90 an ounce. That's silver for May at $17.90 an ounce, down 65. Gold for April trading down $19.80 an ounce at $9.29. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 26 points at the moment at 12,328. The NASDAQ is up 10 at 22.91. The S&P up 2.5 at 13.28. Now, the current tick on the boards of trade, Kansas City wheat trading from 26 to 29 cents lower, about the same in Chicago, a 27 and 29 cent downward trend. Corn at the moment from 3/4 to 3 1/4, 3 3/4 cents down, and the beans down anywhere between 40.5 and 43 3/4 cents. Joining us now on this end of the week is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom.
We see a little bit of profit-taking, perhaps, before Monday's report?
Yeah, quite a bit, and it seems to be pretty much commodity-wide. You know, the outside market influences the past couple days have kind of been on hiatus due to the reports and also due to the strike in Argentina, but these outside markets seem to be garnering a lot more attention today. And it's something to be watching because it could be the end of the quarter profit-taking for some of the funds, which isn't odd when it comes to the March 31st time period because they do like to window dress, and quite a few of them have their end of their fiscal year on March 31st. So we'll be watching for that to see if those outside markets get a little bit nastier here today or not. And if they do, we might follow through on Monday, and then the grains are going to have to weed through that and deal with both the report and the outside markets for a whole day. So that could be quite interesting.
How much of this trading could be report-related as opposed to that quarterly profit-taking you mentioned?
Well, it looks like to us the last couple days, anyway, have been a lot of report. In other words, the corn has stood up pretty nicely. We think that's because of low expected acres and wet weather coming here the next 5 days. The beans, on the other hand, especially the November, have not been able to hold up as well as the May or July. And so we do think the acreage numbers have been filtering through quite a bit since Wednesday. But before Wednesday, it seemed like the big drivers to the upside was the dollar weakness, those outside markets bouncing nicely on that dollar weakness, and then the Argentine farmer strike. And most of that, as far as the price movement, was probably centered upon those two things. And acres were off the table, and probably the most surprising thing to talk about Monday will be the grain stocks report, because that has not even been discussed in most circles, and there's some big numbers there that we're going to have to deal with as far as big swings between high and low estimates of trade guesses.
Is that what's moving the wheat today? What's the downward trend there all about?
You know, probably the acres are influencing the wheat as well. I think the trade in Chicago, at least the contacts we have, Tom, would say you're probably going up in acres, not down, especially spring wheat acres, and probably that is impacting the trade. The issue of the technicals is also there. I think also the demand side has been very, very skittish this week. We had Turkey canceling, Egypt purchasing. Now this morning, Turkey is back sniffing around for the same 200,000 tons of milling wheat from the United States that they canceled earlier. And so I think that probably led to maybe gravity taking effect and longs wanting to liquidate. And they probably made a decision, I'm guessing, that, well, the acreage report probably is built in from a bullish standpoint. It probably can't be anything but bearish. That would be my guess. And then probably topping that off is that it seems as though the Kansas City wheat in particular has been weaker, and we think that maybe because the weather is a little bit wetter in the southern plains here this next 3 days.
You touched on the strike in Argentina. What is the news as far as that goes? Is that winding down, and how much of a downward pressure is that going to put on the beans?
We've got about three contacts that are down there, and we're getting information back up from them, and most of them agree that both sides want to settle this before the weekend or during the weekend. It's right about noontime, their time down there in the middle of the day. Our understanding is some blockades have been lifted. Others have been reinforced. It sounds like, though, by that and by some of the other comments from our contacts, that maybe the strikers and the unions are maybe fracturing a little bit, where some of the unions are starting to work more towards wanting to go with the government and try and map out a deal. Some of the hard-line strikers are saying, no way, we're in it for the long haul. So our guess would be that they're going to try and map out an agreement or at least get some type of moratorium so that beans and corn start shipping again here while they sit down at the bargaining table. If they would not do that and we get a bearish, you know, acreage number and a bearish grain stocks number for the beans, we probably would see the bull spread, the July work higher and the Nov work lower. We'd probably see the bean bull spread really get excitable next week. That's something we really have to watch for.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzalo is with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette. You can hear him again on the Closing Market Report coming up at 2:06 Central Time. Quick look at the commodity markets again. Kansas City May wheat is now 29 cents off at 10.26 a bushel. July 10.22 down 32.5. May wheat in Chicago is at 9.82.5 down 31.5 cents. July at 9.86 down 31.5. Corn kind of ambling along a little bit lower. May corn at 5.51¾, down 3¾ cents. July at 5.64¼, down 3. September 5.66¾, down 2¼. Deese corn 5.67¼, down 1¼. May soybeans right now down 42.5 cents at 12.84¾. The July at 12.99, down 43.5. August at 12.86¼, down 41¾. Nov beans at 11.75, down 33.5. Soybean meal for May at 341 even, down 780 now. July at 344.70, down 730. May bean oil at 55.31, down 217. And July at 56.02, down 218. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for April at 88.25, down 37.5 at the moment. Feeder cattle for April, 180 cents, up 2.5. April lean hogs at 57.90, down 7.5, and pork bellies for May at 70.70, down 80. Once again, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 17 points, almost 18, at 12,320. The NASDAQ at 754, 22.28.37 right now on the NASDAQ. And the S&P is up a point and a half at 13.27. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.